face situations that occur. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying. But when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, He's the lover of your soul, and a death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest, beautiful smile. Then she looked at me, and she said, boy, she said, I know that I got old, and my hands
turn gray.
She said, I am making a
preparation,
'cause I know that I gotta go home and be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm gonna live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm gonna go to that place, and I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm gonna be there, and I'm gonna be waiting, and I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us, she said,
If I die
before y'all, she said, I'll
be waiting at the pearly
gates. And all I'm gonna be waiting for, waiting for all of you. Grandmama said, I'm going
there.
Well, everybody began to make their way down to the medical center. And then for 2 weeks, Grandmama laid there in a comatose state. Couldn't even move and couldn't even talk. The doctor gave up. The doctor said it's only a few days. It'll be a miracle if she lived to see the light through. I'm gonna tell y'all, Grandmama was strong, and Grandmama knew what was going on. But I believe in the heart. talking with the Lord, and I knew.